Miami TV Markets, the race is on. It actually started in 2023. By staff writers. The word from the NatP Global camp is that they are not really competing with Content Americas, since the Miami market is meant to be a global one, while Content focuses on Latin America. Meanwhile, the folks at Content Americas seem to believe that NatP is simply a nuisance. Nonetheless, the two TV markets and conferences will be staged back-to-back, with Content taking place January 20th to 23rd, 2025, and NatP just after, February 5th to the 7th, forcing many exhibitors and buyers to attend both events. The 11-day gap between the two markets will not be a problem for Miami-based companies and will only be a minor problem for those in Mexico, Canada, and the northeastern U.S. states, since they can fly back home at a lower cost than a hotel stay. But it could be a major problem for participants from Europe, Asia, Central, and South America. The fact that NatP has added the popular Real Screen Summit to next year's event could make the market more appealing. This year, the summit, which is described as an unscripted and non-fiction conference, was held in New Orleans January 28th to February 1st. This, however, is causing some confusion, since the summit is now scheduled for February 3rd to 5th and NatP for February 5th to 7th. But some participants, like WAWA, the Worldwide Audiovisual Women's Association, and VideoAge, for example, are planning to treat it as 1 5-day market stretching from February 3rd to February 7th. As for the location, Content will take place at its traditional Hilton Miami downtown and NatP Real Screen at the Intercontinental Miami. Both organizers, English publisher C21 for Content and Canadian publisher Brunico for NatP Real Screen, have staying power and neither one is blinking, so it is difficult to predict which one will ultimately survive. Another unknown is how the slow elevator problem at Content America's Hilton Hotel will be solved, since the success of the market's first edition caused the floor traffic of its second edition to increase, creating long delays in reaching the exhibition suites. As for VideoAge, it will publish a monthly edition and one daily for distribution at all three markets. This has been Miami TV Markets by staff writers.